Where'd it go? Where'd it go? Really? I thought I made it in time, but apparently not. Welcome to the Brew Room. Welcome to your Friday. Welcome to the After Disaster. Sans Mr. Tyler White.
Happy birthday, Tyler.
Happy birthday, Ty Ty. All right, so the phones are already lighting up.
How old is he, by the way?
27.
Are you serious? Sure.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, bomb, 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 phone screener. Oh, my God! Krista turned 25 a couple days ago, and her predecessor, Tyler White, turns 27 today. So they're celestial twins, in my mind.
That makes no sense, but okay.
Okay, I got a report last week that your levels were too low. They said it wasn't funny, and Tyler was trying to make a joke. The joke fell on deaf ears. Literally.
Just my levels? Because I think all the levels are too low.
You were very low, apparently, last week. Now, I can't tell right now. And we're without Tyler.
It's funny that we're in a professional radio studio.
Well, we're a skeleton crew.
I know.
We don't like to have people around. Hey, Rune, tell me, does the levels sound even? Do they sound okay? I'm sorry, guys. We'll get through this. I promise you. Oh, you know what else I'm going to do? Because I care about the listener and I care about you.
Yeah, I care about you, too.
I'm going to take the gum out of the mouth.
Oh, good move.
Yeah.
Good move.
Levels are good. Okay, good.
Thanks, Rune.
Let's move on then. Lots to talk about this week.
Let's go.
I am nervous, which I'm never nervous on this year program.
Because Tyler's not here.
Well, kind of because Tyler's not here. And also because
I'm kind of bummed he's not here.
I'm not gonna come out and say it, but you and I have been talking throughout the week, and we've had some heavy-duty conversations.
Yeah.
And it's...
I like it.
Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How much you want to talk about?
We can talk about whatever you want because, yeah, I mean.
I feel concerned for the show. Here we go. Talking about the show. I am Anderson Cowan. That is Mike Carano and Tyler White. We'll be calling in momentarily.
I thought it was going to be the motivation talk that we had.
Oh, shit. I forgot to do one part of my job.
Right okay.
Now? Yeah. Well, no, I want to talk about everything.
Okay.
Can we?
Yeah, we might as well make this super personal because I have some stuff.
Oh, no. Okay, yeah, I got a weird feeling. I got a nervous feeling about tonight.
It's going to be good.
Mm-hmm. I got, like, you know, that feeling you get when a job interview and you're about to go in?
Yeah,
I got that
actually,
going on.
I don't. But, okay.
I used to know what that felt like back in the day.
I've never filled out a job application.
God, you're a white privileged man.
It's going
to
suck.
You know who else
it's
never has?
It's going to suck when I'm in my 40s and I get fired and I have to go fill one out.
George W. Bush, I bet he never has.
I bet you're right.
White men with rich, famous fathers, they don't have to do that. And Mike Carano. All right, burn 30 seconds for me so I can go plug in the callers.
You got
and,
it.
And I'll be
30,
right back.
29.
That's not how you should do it.
No, you know, speaking of the chewing gum on the air, by the way, listeners, whenever I'm listening to a podcast or a radio show or anything like that and people are eating on the air, that drives me GD berserk. I think it's one of the worst things. And the reason I bring it up is because I've been trying to make recordings while I'm walking or at places. And I'll just hit the record button on the phone and start talking into it. And I'm hoping something of any substance whatsoever comes out of it. So I can compile that into a little Mike Carano podcast. But I realized today, as a matter of fact, I was doing that hiking up a hill, that my heavy breathing and wheezing while I'm going up a steep hill in a canyon is probably more annoying than chewing on the air. I don't know, though. For example, Leo Laporte does a tech show out here in L.A., and I think it's national.
Who's Leo?
Leo Laporte is a podcaster, got a very successful podcast network, but he does a tech show.
He likes to cheat on his wife?
Ah, that wasn't cheating. They were separated.
Mm-hmm.
He cleared that up.
Okay.
That was very disturbing when I found that out, because I like him a lot. He's one of the most professional broadcasters.
For those of you who don't even know who Leo Laporte is, I don't blame you. I do listen to him.
I blame you.
On the weekend. Just because that's the only thing that's going on the weekend on LA
radio. He's a good broadcaster.
It's interesting, though, how he got nailed for cheating. Why don't you go ahead and tell that real quick?
Unbelievable. I didn't believe it when somebody told me, but he is a tech expert.
Guru.
He built his own studio that was about $5 million.
Okay,
it's incredible.
Has nothing to do with the cheating.
Okay, well, there are more cameras and more equipment in that studio than most television studios.
Still nothing to do with the cheating.
And one time he was on the air, he's live all day, and on
he's
his
alive.
iPad
he's
was sexting with his girlfriend. And
during
it,
the show.
It showed, yes.
I do a lot of things, but sexting with Jillian during this program.
Nope.
Actually, you know what? If she sent me a little something right now, I'd probably send something back. But it'd be of you. A
little something.
I'd send your leg back. Picture of your
leg. Like she just sends you like a hint? A little...
Jillian doesn't do that.
I know.
Which is unfortunate. How do you know?
It's not unfortunate.
How do you know?
No, she doesn't seem like the type to do it. And I was going to say I know because I wouldn't go out with somebody that did that either.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I've gone out with people that start sending me stuff and I have to clear it up with them very quickly. Don't ever send something that you'll regret.
The way you do it is you post a picture on Facebook and say, please don't send pictures like this anymore.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's how you do
and
it.
And I say, please forward, so other people get the message.
Okay, here we go.
What are we getting into?
Oh, my point was Leo Laporte is live, and so you can listen to the show on the radio, or you can watch it on his network, twit.tv. And it's live throughout the commercials, and he's talking and answering questions to people on the message boards and people in studio and stuff like that. And it's very interesting. But now what he does is he eats during commercial breaks, and it's so...
Why are you listening during commercial breaks?
I leave it on the internet when I'm working and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, I see.
And so he's like, yeah, well, the new Nexus, and I just can't take it, and I have to tune it out because it drives me batty.
Speaking of bad radio, I don't want this to turn into the Dr. Drew Bash program.
Mm-hmm.
However... Just tonight, Drew's been broadcasting for well over 30 years now. Just tonight, he proclaimed himself on the pre-show, that is Loveline, as the king of giving out free gum to guests and Mike.
I saw those gum packages in there.
What the fuck?
He's the king of free gum.
Oh, yeah. I always bring free gum. I bring an array, a wide array with many flavors. I like to test them on air with various people. It's like, what?
I've never heard that before. Test them on air.
Killing me.
Hey, you know what you should do?
Killing me.
I know this isn't cool, but you should definitely make a bumper for now, Dr. Drew tests gum.
I don't know why I would do that.
Because he said he's the king and he tests it
on air. I may have
air.
Used some hyperbole there, but he did talk about how he likes to bring gum and Mike backed him up on that. Okay, tonight on the show. Today on the show.
Let's not badmouth him since he said I can be on his podcast in Irvine.
Mm-hmm. I heard that.
Which
it,
may not
it
happen.
It hurt again.
I know.
It hurt.
Well, he said you can go on it.
Oh, he said I could?
I don't want to go on.
Yeah, I'm nervous about going on this podcast because it's going to get ugly, I think.
Nope. I can tell
it's
you honestly, I thought about that, and I think it would be one of the best podcasts because of the fact that you guys have worked together for so long and you can air out all of, not issues,
grievances.
But personal issues and how things have...
He's just going to try and make it about my dad. You know what it's going to turn into? An hour of me bitching about my dad in the past.
You have to
I don't want to do that.
You have to do what I did.
Mm-hmm.
You
drunk?
Go in
going
there,
drunk?
No, you go in there and you don't stop talking.
Oh, I'm not going to do that.
You have an agenda.
I'm going to turn it around and do a little interview on him.
He wants that. He wants that.
I'm good at that.
I can tell you I left there feeling guilty about the fact that he kept saying, when we come back, you can ask me some questions, and I really never did.
Drew kills me. Okay, Drew's new to the podcast world. No bones. And he's telling me how the podcasts work now. I want to strangle him. I want to strangle him when he does this. Okay? And he does one in here, and I produce it, and it's the Mike and Drew podcast from Loveline. Mike and Drew from Loveline podcast. Actually, it's getting pretty good. The last one we did was very, very funny. Actually, I'm a part of it, and I even go on there, and I said, hey, this is actually something I would listen to.
Oh, good. Good.
Getting good.
Nice.
It took us a while to find our rhythm, but the show's turning. It's getting good. I'm enjoying it. And all that being said, the very first one we did, right? I'm like, all right, Drew, I guess that I'm being told that I'm producing this thing now. So, Mike, Drew, sit in your seats. Let's do a podcast. Drew, this is Drew. God, this is turning into the talking shit about Drew podcast, which I don't want it to become. But here's Drew. Oh, I love potting. Potting's great. Potting's a very different animal from terrestrial radio, let me tell you. So then they start doing it, and Mike's like, okay, well, we're going to begin the show here, and Drew's just like, whatever's on your mind, just start where you're at. By the way, I did not air this podcast. It's sitting in a vault. This is the very first one, the Mike and Drew podcast, which is behind closed doors right now. I'm not going to release it until we need, to fill a week or something.
Got it.
Kind of like we did with ours. After Disaster, the very first one.
Yeah, we didn't intend to fill a week with it, though. We just realized it was so terrible.
It has never been released. Yeah.
Isn't that funny?
We're going to release it one day.
Isn't that funny that we did that and then we elected to not do anything with it because it was so... I got to listen to that baby.
So
man.
I know. I need to find it. I think Tyler's the only one who knows where it is. So anyways, this very first episode of the Mike and Drew podcast.
Would you say Tyler's without a doubt the glue of this show?
That's hard to say. Are we coming to part of the seams right now? Because he's not here.
No, I'm saying...
As far as technical stuff?
Yeah, we leave all the... We just suck. Hey, by the way, who's paying for this?
He is Tyler. He is the de facto producer of the program. I mean, when
Absolutely.
I first asked him to be a part of it, he had nothing to do with it. I said, maybe you can take some phone calls for us, put up a screener. You can sit in there, make sure the levels are good. He didn't seem very pleased with my role that I had painted out for him.
That would have been very, that would have not have been as good.
Mm-hmm. No, it would have been okay with me. Would have been like this, which I'm fine with.
This is fun. My question about
how drunk
Tyler is,
and deep is he and his wife right now?
That's what I was going to say, is how was his birthday so busy that he couldn't come in and do the show?
I talked to him on the way in tonight, and he sounded a little...
I guess the guy who didn't come in for a concert shouldn't say that.
A little out of it. Yeah. So back to the very first episode of the Mike and Drew from Loveline podcast. So Drew's explaining to me, how podcasts work and why they're better than terrestrial radio. And I'm just thinking, Drew, why do you think I've been doing podcasts for the last 2.5 years? Why? So we're right in the middle of it, right? And Drew out of the blue goes, all right, Anderson, we're gonna take a break here. We'll be right back. I'm like, what? We haven't sold any inventory for this here show. Why is he taking a break to nothing? And then he comes back, goes, all right, now we're back with the podcast. I'm like, Drew, why did you just, that just made work for me. Now I have to go cut that out make it. Why would you do that?
So
well, that's
weird.
How podcasts work.
Hey, I got a better idea.
Place them in there.
Stick an ad in there for the after disaster.
Not a bad one. We need to do that. We got some big news, actually, after disaster news. We might be changing the name of the show again soon. We got some news. Some things are changing, but all for the better. Coming up. Not yet. All right. So all that
said. We're bringing in a chick co-host.
With an accent.
That would be horrible news. Oh, it has to be an accent.
From Australia.
You know why? Because you trick people into thinking they know something.
Rebel Wilson's going to be our new co-host.
Who's
I'd
that?
Be into that.
Who's that?
She's the big girl from Pitch Perfect.
No, haven't seen it.
Hmm? Have you ever seen Bridesmaids?
Was
Matt
Adam,
Lucas.
Was Adam Devine in Pitch Perfect? Did he write it, maybe?
He was in it, and if he wrote it, shame on him.
He wrote it, I think.
One of the most ridiculous movies I've ever seen. Went into depth on this week's Film Vault, by the way. Good episode up. Top 5 long takes. Good one.
I told him he was a young Judd Apatow a couple nights ago.
That's Mike's way of saying that he talked to Adam Levine. Is that his name?
No.
I just fucked up his name. All right. Tonight on the probe.
Might as well be.
I want to talk about Chris's 25th birthday and how uncomfortable it's been the last week of her inviting me to this goddamn party.
When is it?
It's tomorrow night. Or Saturday night. I won't say where, but it's at a horrible place in Hollywood, which I would never go to, and she doesn't... Okay, well, I'll get more to that in a minute. I got a new word that you say weird that I realized recently.
Okay.
When I was talking to you on the phone the other day, actually, I wrote it down. I'm like,
give me that
cool.
one first.
There's a third word, though, because Mike says roof weird.
Roof?
There it is. He says warm weird.
I disagree with that.
How do you say
it? I disagree with that.
How do you say warm?
Warm.
Warm. And he also says, what do you do when you go to the altar?
Pray.
You fall to the feet and you look up to the sky and you
I don't know.
False idols. People shouldn't what?
Worship.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Worship.
Worship.
I don't understand how this is. I honestly don't hear it. But what's next? I have a list.
Worship. Okay, so we got that out of the way. But I need you to say I worship warm roofs.
I worship warm roofs.
An update on the Mike Diamond. Voice ads that we've been talking about and scouting for you guys, especially you guys outside the LA area who are really interested in the Mike Diamond Smell Good Plumber advertisements they have running on local radio out here around the clock. And I got to talk about my estrogen levels, and I don't know what to
really?
Do. Yes.
Did you get checked?
No, because I don't have a doctor. I mean, the closest thing I have to a doctor is Dr. Drew, who I have an estranged relationship with from talking badly about on other podcasts such as this one. But my estrogen levels, and I don't think it's because of, people who smoke weed get extended estrogen
yes,
levels. People who eat too much
breasts.
Get breasts and adipose tissue, which also adds to the estrogen. Now, I've gained like 5-10 pounds since my wedding, but mm-hmm. not enough to make me feel bad for fucking everything. All right, I saved the life of a slug today.
Oh,
and
really?
What's worse is cleaning up the bedroom, and Jillian, I got her some birthday balloons, and every year I get her Mylar balloons.
When's her birthday?
December, early December. And they hang out in the house until they actually stop floating, until they're actually crawling on the ground.
Yeah.
Today was the day that I saw all three of them were actually on the ground.
Then you have to go outside and feed them to a seagull, right?
By the way, my friend came over with his kid. Remember we went on and on about how kids are horrible and they shouldn't be allowed in your house mm-hmm. unless you have kids yourself. Well, my friend came over with a kid to Jillian's party back in December, and I got her 4 balloons. She has 3.
She left all 4.
The dad left with the kid.
Oh,
kid had one
of
the balloons in the hand, like, as though it was a party favor.
I don't like people
found that odd,
presuming that they're since it's a kid's sort of kid item, that they can just take it for their kid.
It was a Jillian
That's
balloon.
Like taking a ball of candy that you have out and dumping it in their purse before they split. Oh, we have kids.
Do kids have purses?
No, the wife takes it for the kid because they think candy's for kids.
Oh yeah, this is just for my kid who I didn't bring there at home.
Yeah.
That's a little better, at least. Like, you're paying them not to bring the kids.
It's like him taking some cash out of your wallet saying, we got bills.
So I took those balloons, and I walked them outside, and I was actually pleased in doing it because they've kind of been in the way, like in front of the closet. And it looks trashy, you know, having balloons, Mylar balloons crawling on the ground.
Yeah, what are you, a clown?
With their little tails. So I put it in the recycling bin, right? Get 3 trash cans out here. You get to pick which ones.
Yep.
And I threw it in there. And then like a half hour goes by and I got something else I got to recycle. I go out there. I open the bin. The little balloon starts floating up.
Oh, like sad. It was still alive.
And I didn't start crying or anything, but I felt really fucking bad. And I stood there for a good 10 count, Mike, deciding whether I should take it back out of the trash and give it a second shot in our bedroom. I felt really, I had a hard time closing that, and it's a fucking Mylar balloon. And that's, it was a real feeling. It was an actual feeling that I felt really horrific and sad.
You know, yeah, I really, I can tell you right now, I've had a problem the last like 6 months to a year. You and I are both have something running through us that's insanely sensitive that only gets tapped a few times.
But I'm an asshole because I would if I could dig that out of me, I would, if I could push a button or take a pill, I would become instant asshole. Instantly.
No, it's not about that. My concern for me is the fact that I will be moved by something, and it always happens in public. A movie, always. Anything kind of moving, or even if I'm watching like a story on the internet about something that's cute or something that's sad or some kid being saved or something like that, I just start crying. And I know it's not normal. And I mean, I can't go into details. I really can't. But I'm having dinner tonight, and I start explaining to the person I'm having dinner with this story that I came up with. Mm-hmm. And I go, it's simple, and it's sad. And we both started crying at the restaurant. Like, immediately, tears.
Did it involve animals?
No.
Old people?
Sort of. Mm. Yeah, sort of. And I go, I got this idea. And I go, well, and I wrote it all out, and it makes sense. It's just like a short thing I might shoot. And I started telling her about it, and we both got teared up. And we weren't, like, crying. We were just water running down my face, and I was laughing. And I'm like, this is weird. Mm-hmm. Like, we're sitting in a Bob's Big Boy, and I'm just like, blah, blah, blah. Same thing with her. And we were just like, this is so weird. And I went, I hate this, that I'm this sensitive about something. I hate that.
I hate it.
I cry in almost every movie. Even a happy ending movie, I'm like, thank God it's happy.
I don't like it. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah.
And I don't feel comfortable with you just saying, yeah, you're right. I feel like I should be made fun of for this. I feel like it should be ashamed out of me.
Me too.
And I need Tyler to
shame. I don't want
the
sensitivity dug out. I just want the tear part dug out.
I want the feeling, like, okay, when I used to see, well, I saw... Jillian and I went through a drive-thru the other day. My wife, Jillian, and I took her through a drive-thru because that's how she eats terribly, which is something that can make me cry on its own. But we were leaving, and I saw this couple, and they were both blind. And he was very tall, and she looked like a little kid, but it turned out she was just a woman who not only is she blind, but she was also like affected with some kind of deficiency that caused her to look like a small child.
And you wanted to pull over and tell him about it because he doesn't know?
And they were both walking with their – you might not. They were both walking with their little canes, and like – he was going right for the bus stop, the bench, and I saw him, and then he averted it just in time because he had his little cane out. And I'm like, I turn to Jillian and I say, you know what? Like 5 years ago, that would have made me cry. But since I work with mentally challenged and I work with kids with cancer and stuff, now I'm somewhat desensitized to it, and it doesn't bother me as much because like because when you work with that kind of, if you, I get desensitized to it. Anyways. Long story short, she goes, what are you talking about? You're crying right now. And I'm like, holy shit. She's right. Tears are gaining in my eyes. They're building.
If you and I
ridiculous.
Were ridiculous. If we were blind.
I need my ass kicked. I need someone to kick my
ass. It's not going
to
help. You don't want to be that. Go to prison for like 6 years. We will come out not crying.
It's true.
If I were blind, I would stab myself in the stomach 50 times a day.
What?
Because you're moving that cane back and forth and you catch on something. I'd be like, I'd be walking too fast.
I thought you meant by on purpose. I think that they have techniques.
Hey, how about
so
this?
They don't do that.
How about this for a YouTube video that we shoot? It's two blind people about to cross the street, and they step into traffic and get killed, and then the camera pulls back, and it shows their dogs just humping. Like they lost interest in the blind people. They're just dogs. You can't have two seeing-eye dogs.
No matter how well
area.
They're trained, their hormones will still take over. That's good. I like that. Why did you just burn that ear? We should have. We could have. Now someone, at least a cartoon. I saw a dog on the news, also made me almost cry. And then we're going to get past this crying segment and we're going to move on. But
now I wish I wouldn't have said it.
It was a husky dog. Did you just come up with it? Because it was great.
No.
It's a good idea.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but now I wish, now you say burned it. Now I feel like it's something we could have shot easily.
Yeah, you could have burned it. Well, how do we get dogs to hump on cue?
Rub their genitals with some kind of meat.
And make their butt look like, make their face look like their hindquarters and...
Okay, I don't know. Well, how do you get dogs to hump on cue? How do you do
you
it in
get
movies?
A dog trainer and they bring in dogs in heat. That dog was on the news and it was being given away and it was a husky, but it was completely blind. You can see in the pictures his eyes were all like tumescent.
Yeah.
Tumescent's not the word. They were all see-through.
Do you like how stupid I am? I disagree with you. Oh, yeah. Tumescent?
The dog had its own seeing eye dog that it came with if you adopted it.
That's not true.
It was true. It was on the news.
That's a lot of dog.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of dog to take home.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Tyler, if you're listening, that is right. Tyler doesn't know the fucking number. Or maybe he's not calling it. Maybe it doesn't work after this time.
Why don't you text him the hotline?
He has it, and he's texting me. Is that the number right? Maybe that hotline number doesn't work. Maybe that means I have to go in the other room and call him. Jesus Christ.
Hmm.
Even when he's not here, he ruins things. All right. Happy birthday to Tyler. I'm over on the afterdisaster.com website, and the picture at the top that Scott by Scott did for us, we are all celebrating. Stanley has a little birthday hat on. You and I have a little birthday things coming out of our mouths, and Tyler's face is pretty much covered by a giant birthday cake.
Do you know that candy cane that's in my hand right there? That's almost the exact size of that candy cane
he
got
took,
from Disneyland.
I think that's why.
Oh, got it.
Doing
got
that.
It. That's a big cake. I like it.
All right, I guess I'll call.
You know what's, I wonder,
birthday
you know what I
pad.
Like about turning 27? Because I turn 27 next month. no, Tyler, that age when you turn 27, it almost, maybe it's just me, but it felt like I was an adult then. Like 25, 26,
well,
you're
Tyler's
still like,
Tyler's married.
Yeah. He's an adult.
Personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Yep. None of us have that.
None of us. Neither of us. Hey, I'm going to go in the other room.
All right.
Burn 30 seconds. I'm going to call Ty. Obviously, there's an issue with the hotline.
All right.
Maybe it only works up until a certain time. But here's what we still got to get to. We got to get to some of the stuff that we talked about on the phone skis.
Okay. I thought you were talking about we're going to get to that motivational thing that we talked about.
That's kind of dull. I would think that would be dull for the listener.
And you know what else it is? It exposes too much of our weakness.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Really?
I don't want
Does
people
it?
To think we're weak.
No. I mean, my whole thing on that is... I have it in my head. It's just ultimately what it is. I didn't even get into this, Mike, but the reason why I don't do anything with my life is because I have such a huge fear of death that I don't never think about how I'm going to die one day, and I think that I'm going to live forever. So I'm like, I'll get to my career in a few years.
You know what?
It all boils down to my fear of death where I just don't admit that I'm going to die.
I promise you I'm telling the truth right now. Thinking about that balloon, I could start crying right now. I swear.
What's wrong with
that? I swear to God. Like, I'm starting to, like, get choked up. I'm like, that little balloon kind of has a soul and a heart. And, hey, person who keeps texting me, I'm getting them, but I don't know how to respond. I was going to tell a story that involved you, though. Maybe I
want to tell the story.
You know what I don't like about not living in a security building is that the general public has access to your front door. And by general public, I mean about every 2 weeks, even though I've only been there 3 weeks. Twice, though, I've had people come to my door and knock on it. Young girls, they want to talk to me about Jesus. And I think
so you invite them in?
No, I don't. I don't even answer the
Are you
the
a
door.
Christian now? And that's how it actually came about? Was they knew that if they sent young girls over there, it could
today,
happen?
No, you know what I mean. Like, it's two Hispanic chicks, and they want to talk to you about Jesus. And I think they're Seventh-day Adventists, possibly, or maybe Mormons, for all I know. So today I wouldn't answer the door. I just looked through the eye hole. I wouldn't even acknowledge them. And they stuck the flyer through my door and it came in. I didn't like that at all. Like, I don't like that there's not a transition between the door and the door jamb where people can't stick stuff in there because now I think someone can stick bugs in there.
Hi, buddy. That's what they're going to do. They're going to stick little Jesus bugs in there. Hey, Ty, can you hear us?
I have a quick Reggie story that I already told you, Anderson. Reggie, if you guys aren't familiar with him, he walks very, very slowly. So he's walking me to the front door to let me in, and there's a goddamn bug hovering near my head, and it's freaking me out because I'm afraid of bugs. And I had to baby step it behind Reggie without telling him there's a bug that I'm afraid of. It was very, very annoying.
Why wouldn't you just
annoying.
Tell
him? You know what? What's he going to do? Start jogging? He drags his feet. He, like, I don't want to say.
All right. That's mean. Hey, Tyler, how are you? Happy birthday, buddy.
Hey!
Happy birthday. 27's a good age.
It is. It's when you feel like an adult if you are Mike.
You know, I think you're wrong about that now.
Hey, how many drinks have you imbibed?
I've had half a bottle of wine and two beers.
I don't like that mixing.
It's very adult-like. Let's have some wine.
Yeah.
And a birthday beer.
No, what? I had my beer in the shower. Does that make it more pathetic?
What?
Are you in Vegas?
That is the only time you drink a beer in the shower or smoke a cigarette in the shower is when you're in Vegas. Tyler, what are you
I've
doing?
I've never smoked a cigarette in the shower, though I would not be opposed to trying it.
It's pretty sweet. It's pretty great.
Sounds damp.
It is. You got to keep that one hand dry, which is a challenge.
It's like the experience of being in the tropics.
So why are you not in here, fucko?
I had the longest day that I've had in forever, and my brain could not fathom coming home to Alhambra and then driving to Culver City at midnight.
So, was it long? Was it birthday related long, or was it just work related?
Yeah, I was just having such a birthday day at work. I was all party pooped out. No work.
Tyler, was it because Jay Leno's retiring?
No, I was covering for someone who was out, and of course, he had scheduled a bunch of stuff for me, and I thought I was going to have a nice, easy day for him, and then all this extra shit came through.
I am so bored. But yeah. Here you go, Tyler.
This is for you.
Happy birthday, you're not special.
Thank you.
That wasn't very nice. Don't worry, though.
Nice.
It's not going to make me cry.
Mike, why did a balloon make you cry?
What's that?
Why did a balloon make you cry?
Did you hear the story?
No.
He was throwing away the Mylar balloons that he's had since December, and he put them in the recycling bin, left, and then came back and opened the bin, and one of them started to come up. I forgot the part about they were all on the ground because they had run out of magical floating juice.
It's called helium.
Yeah. And it looked like, and apparently, at least my impression of it was that it was coming back to life and it was begging to come back in the house, and it made me sad.
I can see that, Mike. Isn't there some weird French movie about a balloon?
Like there is. The red balloon.
All right, can I do an impersonation of Mike Corona real quick?
Le Red Balloon, probably.
Have you seen Red Balloon, that movie?
La Rouge Balloon?
Yeah, it's pretty fucking boring.
Yeah, it's very dull, and it makes me not care about balloons. And there's no crying involved.
Yeah.
If they had one of those things, if the Red Balloon was trying to get out of a recycler at the end.
Yeah, I don't. That would be awesome. We should shoot a new one, the Blue Balloon.
Somebody made a part two of the Red Balloon, and it's a Revenge of the Red Balloon, and it comes and like it kills little kids.
I have a lot of good ideas on the show that we're never going to do. Uh-huh. Then we're going to shoot this, and we're going to shoot that. We're going to got this blind sketch we're going to shoot.
Hey, if you're hungry and you have a Costco membership, hit up Costco, $1.50 for a medium drink, all you can drink, as well as a giant hot dog.
I got better news for you. I got better news for you than that. You don't need a membership to buy the food there. You can just waltz up and get it.
Really? They'll let you in?
Mm. No, it's not inside. It's outside.
No, the one I went to was inside.
Why'd you just say if you're hungry, go get a big soda?
You didn't hear the hot dog part?
Yeah.
No.
Ty, what? You're 27 and you're going Rush Limbaugh on us?
What?
You get a giant piece of pizza for like $1.52.
Hey, how's the wife doing? How's she doing?
She's doing well.
Yeah, we're going to hang out this weekend. Let's do some stuff.
She made me a pie.
What kind?
Triple berry. It's a strawberry, blackberry, and blueberry.
Mm, she was just throwing out the old berries.
So let's talk about the show for a minute, guys.
You
got
to commit to one berry when you're making a pie. How do you make a pie, by the way?
Mm-hmm.
Do you just shovel stuff in there and cook it?
You have ovaries, and then you figure it out.
Mm. Okay, are you guys aware? You guys got Gmail. I'm going to talk some internet shit right now. Tyler can probably help out. Maybe this is an old hat for you guys. Maybe you kids are like, of course that's going on. It's freaking me the fuck out. Okay, I have Gmail, which is notorious for collecting information and sharing information. And
yeah.
There's a whole documentary right now about how Gmail or Google is trying to, like, every copywritten document ever created on Earth, they're trying to archive and put up on the web.
Which is a good reason not to send stuff out that you're going to regret.
It's getting kind of ridiculous. The internet is so overwrought with commercial. There's this new banner that's showing up at the bottom of my goddamn screen all the time. I don't know if you're noticing that. Every time I go to a website, there's this banner at the bottom that I got to click out of. I'm looking for something, for some stuff the other day, and there's all these ads on the left-hand side of this page that I'm on talking about, hey, you're 40 years old and you live in Tarzana? Oh. We got this for you. How the fuck do you know where I live and how old I am?
I don't know. That's interesting.
It's horrifying.
Yeah.
Tyler?
I don't think it's that hard.
Listen to Tyler.
I don't think it's that hard either, but you know what's sad? If you looked at my computer anytime, you'd see what a dreamer I am and how pathetic it is, because what comes up are classic estates looking, check out Rodeo Realty, like these crazy houses that I can't afford that are $5-6 million that I look at, and Audi nonstop.
Mm-hmm.
Audi, we've got an RS5 for you, Mike.
Every time I sign into my email, it's like I see the little thing, it happens real quick, but it's like signs me into YouTube, and I never signed up for that. I never said, hey, YouTube, why don't you hang up and talk to Gmail about me? Every time I go to YouTube,
it's all Google.
Yeah, it's all Google, but you can have two different passwords, which drives me batty.
It's all bad. It's what it is.
I think
it's all very Big Brother, and it's all very nerve wracking.
Okay,
like
here's
it.
The thing, though.
I never had a Big Brother though, so I
kind of
like it.
No, it's comforting. It takes you to the ball games.
Yeah,
you should bring a big G with you everywhere.
Google noogies.
Here's the thing about the Big Brother thing. I don't think it doesn't bother me that much because of the fact that you're going to get hit with ads no matter what. Why wouldn't you prefer to have stuff you're interested in as opposed to getting hit with tampon ads and
I don't like it. I don't like it either. Here's the thing. If I want something, I will go find you. That's true with everything across the board. People need to stop going door to door, too. I'm goddamn tired of door.
That's what I'm saying.
Today,
I don't like having my door exposed. I don't like my door.
But what
facing
you're saying
the outside.
Is you would like it. What do you want to face
I
inside?
I want a second door that faces the outside.
Oh, so there's like a corridor?
I want a security
like
door.
Like they have in Canada where you come inside to like knock off the snow and then you come into the real part of the
house? Maybe. That sounds disgusting.
Mike, you should get a bouncer.
Oh, you know what? You know what? It's not bad.
I wonder what Reggie's doing in the office.
I want to just get a camera because I don't want to be one of those old people with no solicitors because that's just creepy. You know what I mean? And plus, they just ignore it, and it's just awkward when you're staring at the sign and they're staring at it, but they're still pitching you. I want to just get a fake camera that's not connected to anything. Put it up there and with a little sign saying, "You're being taped. Go away."
Is that
too harsh?
Well, here's the problem with that is you can just get a real camera for very little money. Mm-hmm. Costco sells them. Why not just go real camera?
Okay, because I don't want to like have to hook it up and archive the footage and look at it.
But what if the guy shows up on the door and is like, "Oh, I'm being filmed. This is my big break." Yeah. And he's like, really hands it up.
My bouncer can come over and hook it up.
Today, this poor kid, like he's in some kind of program. The door always, and I have this compulsion to answer it because I hear the TV. They probably hear me laughing moments before they knock on the door because I'm loud.
And then it's silence.
And then they hear the dogs barking. So they know there's someone inside, right?
So
I always put on like my shittiest face. I always like, you know, conjure like I'm a hungover, sick person.
Yeah. I'm not feeling good.
Yeah.
I lost everything in the stock market.
Open the door just enough so they can hear the dogs barking and their little heads pop out. And then my angry, disheveled face pokes out. I'm like, "Yeah, what?" And today, usually it's a Girl Scout or someone who wants to paint my curb. Today was a guy going, "Hello, sir. Sorry to bother you. I'm going door to door, and I'm part of a speaking troupe and public speaking." And I'm like, "Okay, what do you want from me, though?" And I'm trying not to be an asshole, but I just want them to cut to the chase.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they're a lot of their.
I don't need the seminar on my porch.
Yeah. What if the guy was just like, "Hey, give me $2 and I'll leave"? You'd probably be like, "Here you go."
I would have actually.
Give me $5 and I'll never come back.
And I'll tell all my friends not to. Here, his whole pitch was based around you feeling bad because his pitch was very long, and by the time he got done with it, you would feel like an asshole if you didn't give him something. So I was trying to cut to the chase. I'm like, "I don't want to hear the whole pitch, so I don't feel bad at the end." I'm already feeling bad about this goddamn balloon I got in my recycler.
Fuck yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm already in a fragile
state. You should
have
turned it around on him and told him the entire balloon saga.
So I learned that he's from UCLA. He asked me if I was a Bruin fan. No. I just shut him down there. He's like, "At least you're honest." And then he's telling me that his dad's in the Navy and that he's going to San Francisco or something for some speech and debate thing.
Where are you going?
So I'm like, three times I just said, "Okay, what do you need, though? But what do you need from me? Where do I come into this, sir?" Mm-hmm. And then he finally said, "Well, I'm selling," and it was really sad. He's like, "I'm selling magazine subscriptions, but nobody wants them. So what you do is you subscribe to the magazine, and then we take them to the old folks' home." So I wouldn't even be getting the magazines.
And neither would they. That's the bad news.
Probably not. Oh, can I just throw this in without sounding horribly racist? White guy. Yeah.
I need to digest why that would be racist. Oh, because it's a rarity.
Mike.
So I sent him on his way. I'm like, "Look, did I make up some horrible story about how I'm in terrible debt? I just lost 3 jobs and I'm losing my house." I went over the top with it.
Then you turn around.
He's apologizing.
Then you turn around and pick up your pina colada and walk out to the pool. Hey, you know, the saddest scenario for that could have happened is he talks to you forever and you cut him to the chase and he just goes, "I'm just sad. I need someone to talk to. I don't want anything from you."
You know what I do? I give him your number. Look, here's the guy that loves to talk.
What do you got? What do you got for me, buddy?
Here's the guy that loves to speak.
I go, "Let me start with that's nothing."
I got to say, by far the worst thing of living in a freestanding house over an apartment is all the guy. Hey, Tyler, people knock on your door.
No, just the mailman.
Mm-hmm. He knocks?
Well, when he delivers something.
Wait, I don't mean to make this negative, but does he only knock when your wife's home? That would be weird.
How would he know she's home?
I don't know.
Hey, I'd be interacting with you live, Pabs, right now, who are listening to the program. However, the website looks dark. Something's weird going on with it. I don't know, I don't know how to navigate it. I don't know what's going on, but everything's dark.
What if this is the way we find out Scott's dead?
website,
3 weeks in a row.
Scotty, why don't you come back in the show, Scott? You should represent in person. Scott, for those of you who might know,
let's not get his head too big.
He's the guy who created our website. We did not ask for it, but he created it, and it's much greater than any official website other than AndersonCowan.com that I'm associated with. It's better than the Loveline website.
Mm-hmm.
It's better than the Film Vault website. It's better than DrDrew.com. I'm on record with that bitch. You hear me, Drew? I'm on record.
I'm gonna send this to a certain Mr. Schnorm Schnattis.
Oh, he'd be into it.
Maybe you haven't noticed that Dr. Drew's website got a lot better with 5 minutes with Mike.
Oh, I haven't seen. Oh, is it over there? Why don't you plug it? Go over to drdrew.com. You know C. Edgar Coop?
Yeah.
Is that his name?
No, C. Everett Coop.
C. Everett Coop.
He's dead.
He used to have a beard with no mustache. He was the Surgeon General of the United States of America. He was also the proud owner of one drdrew.com for a short period of time.
Oh, no, really?
Isn't that weird?
Wow.
Dr. Drew, okay, here's the story behind drdrew.com, and I hope this is interesting to somebody beyond you and Tyler. back in the late 90s, drdrew.com went public, and it was a huge to-do. They rented out House of Blues in Hollywood on the Strip. Michael Jackson and Howard Stern were there. It was a huge party. This is the party that I was at where I saw Bill Maher with a blonde model who was about a foot and a half taller than him, yelling at a bouncer at the door saying, "Don't you know who I am? I am allowed to go in there." Which delighted me because I'm not a fan of Bill Maher. And it was this giant gala for the DrDrew.com going online. Needless to say, the thing didn't really take off the way they thought.
I love that Michael Jackson was there.
Weird. That's where Drew hugged Michael Jackson, and he said it was like hugging an ice sculpture.
Why would he badmouth the guy that's there to celebrate?
No, he said that off air too. So, but he said we were just talking about Michael Jackson. And he said he was just like vacant, like there was something missing. And
see, Everett Coop was the first public figure that was high ranking in the government to flat out come out and say smoking will kill you.
Oh well, look at that. Fuck him.
He's the one that got the Surgeon General warnings. He's the Surgeon General of the Surgeon General warning that got that on cigarettes.
Mm-hmm. And then why is he dead? Smoking?
Lung cancer. Oh, he also was an advocate for condoms. Before it was trendy to wear a condom.
Mm-hmm. So
AIDS.
So he spent most of his time chewing Nicorette and wearing a condom.
Absolutely.
Fantastic. I like the vision of that. So DrDrew.com, the internet bubble burst and the dot-com bubble burst. And DrDrew.com was kind of worthless at one point, and Siebert Coop came along, and I don't know why, but he became the proud owner of it, and then
he scooped it up.
He scooped it, and now some more stuff has happened, and now it's back in Drew's hands. And as far as I can tell, he mainly uses it to host 5 minutes with Mike,
which is a good use. You want to hear something I'm not happy about?
I don't know if we have time.
Back in the day, I used to get drunk and buy domain names all the time. Like someday, I'm going to use this. Like Daredevil Superhero, this is going to be a great one, this and that. And of course I had MikeRono.com, MikeRono.net, MikeRono.everything. And then about 5 years later, I was sick of paying for all this bullshit. And I let MikeRono.net go, and guess what? Someone's got it, and I'm not happy with that.
Wait, MikeRono.net? Who cares? That's low rent.
Yeah, no one likes .net.
I know.
You should get .org, though, for sure.
I definitely should, in case I start some sort of a charity. Just in case I do that.
You should get a .gov just in case you ever become a government.
You know what? You got a good point there.
Does
a cult count as a government?
I think the worst is .biz, right? .biz is the worst.
.biz, .tv. Oh, .us sucks.
MikeRono.us.
What?
What?
.us is not
Mike,
good
you either. You need to do a 5 minutes with Mike about Siebert Coop, and then the whole thing will come full circle on DrDrew.com.
Oh, it's true, and you should wear a fake beard with no mustache
good idea.
Yeah.
Dye my hair more gray.
And then hug Michael Jackson's corpse.
Tyler, come on. Why do you got to go so dark? Hey, Tyler, why can't you just be here? Huh?
Good.
This feels very low rent.
We should get a dude with a chainsaw to come in here and make Michael Jackson
a
sculpture.
US podcast.
This feels very typical to a podcast, low quality, low rent.
I got to be honest, too. You sound like you have energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got that second wind. I got that pie and beer second wind.
Yeah, that's what
I would not be having if I was...
Booze fueled. Hey, listen to me. Next time you come in here, in a few months or whenever it's going to be, whenever you can get your weak ass in here, I got a new mandate. No porn music, okay? It's dead.
Porn music in like 3 weeks.
It's officially dead from this program. I was driving in the other night listening to KFI, very popular here in the Los Angeles area, and it was the one Tim Conway Jr. program, and they made some stupid sex joke, and all of a sudden I heard porn music. So it's dead on this show, okay?
The other thing about porn music is it doesn't... Kids nowadays...
It was the exact same track, though.
Oh, no, really?
The exact same one.
Well, the thing is about porn music, kids nowadays aren't familiar with the fact that porns in the 70s and 80s had a music
bed. There's still a lot of music beds on those porns out there. So
well,
I've heard.
People I know that look at a lot of porn tell me there's not.
You know what's funny is when people look at porn, I hear that like sometimes live chat windows pop up.
They do.
Yeah.
I heard.
And
in the background, too. And you wonder why it's running so – I mean, they wonder why it's running so slow.
And then it says sometimes, like, meet fresh ladies in your area. And then it has, like, the city you live in.
And they're not fresh.
This is real. This is happening. On the pre-show, dumb ladies are calling up, and they're furious with their boyfriends because their boyfriends are dumb, and they close the windows, but they forget about one or two, which are the live pop-up windows, saying, find free women or local women, and, like, ugly hoes need sex, too, in your area. And they think that they're actually out there looking for live ladies. And that's not the case.
You know what
ladies.
The problem is with that relationship? Communication.
Communication's down. They communicate through email.
Did you see that guy whose face is covered in tattoos for porn websites? He's trying to raise money to get...
Oh, I saw a story on that in Yahoo, and I did not click on it because he feels bad about too many... He feels like he overdid his face tattoos.
Mm.
Well, apparently he was like a meth-addled bastard like 5 years ago. And he literally like would tattoo people's porn companies on his forehead for like...
That actually reminds me, Green Day, you with me, Ty?
Yeah.
They are doing a very interesting, unique ad campaign for the new album, which is coming out. I guess they got a new album for the first time in a while.
Mm-hmm.
And their ad campaign, not billboards, not internet much. Well, that might be part of it, but their main campaign is young, attractive girls putting stickers on their thighs, like the in between the sock and the skirt. That little part of the thigh right there.
How was that a campaign?
And I guess that's kind of the norm in Japan, and that's where they got it from, and they're doing it over here.
Loose socks.
Yeah.
You know what I don't like? Well, I don't like that.
But it gives
idea.
You an excuse to look. Like, you're like, oh, I'm not looking at you, like, 18-year-old
Sorry,
girl.
I'm looking for Green Day.
I'm a Green Day fan, and I was not aware that they have a new album out. Like, may I see that closer? The other side. Can I see the inside? Oh, you don't. Oh.
About a week and a half ago, I was heading to Disneyland for a couple of laps.
Yeah.
And I was walking by there's a bar in downtown Disney that's out in the open, kind of cool. And there was a couple there that had face tattoos, and they were having an argument. And all I thought about was, this cannot be a normal fight. You know what I mean?
Because
if you're going to tattoo your face, your fight is either going to get super violent.
It ends with a bottle breaking and using
that's
the
what I thought.
Yeah. I've done that once in a strip joint, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I took a bottle and I broke it on the bar and went after a guy with it. I always wanted to do that. I remember thinking, please, somebody grab it.
And all you had was just like the part you drink out of, just a tiny little bit.
No, I had the full thing. I was going after this guy.
I had a friend who got obsessed with those breakaway movie bottles.
I don't know what that is.
Those bottles that you hit people over the head with in movies.
Where do you find those?
I don't know. He had a ton of them, and he would break them out.
Are you sure
all
this isn't you?
Parties.
This seems like you.
I had a friend who did this.
It sounds like you, Mike.
It wasn't
definitely
me.
His French Mike Schmorano.
All right, you guys want to hear uncomfortable work story?
Yeah, let's go. Bring it on.
It involves you know, auxiliary players here on the After Disaster, not the big ones, not Mike or Drew, but the behind-the-scenes folk, talking about Krista and Rune. So Krista's turning 25. She turned 25 a couple days ago, and she's having a big party, which I alluded to earlier in this episode. And it's at some horrible place. You know the name of it if you're local out here. I'm not going to say the name of it, just out of respect for Krista.
I was totally not invited, by the way.
Mike was not invited, but... here's what I've been hearing literally all last week and up until about 2 days ago when I finally just said, listen, honey, nothing against you. It's my first day off in literally 27 days. There's no fucking way I'm going down to Hollywood. It takes forever to get in there.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be awful once I'm there, filled with the type of people that I cannot stand. I won't be able to drink. And if I could drink, it's like $15 a drink. And I'm going to have two or three, just enough to get buzzed and pulled over and then drive all the way back and
doesn't
get the fuck out of
fun.
It sounds awful. And I won't even see you because you'll be loaded.
That sounds horrendous.
I should have just said, you know what, I'll be there.
Yeah,
and then
said you were there.
Come Sunday, I'll be like, oh, I had a great time. You were really drunk, though, but I hugged you.
Not bad. Not a bad. I had a friend invite me to her wedding and insisted that I'm there. Then I got the invitation, very expensive invitation. It was in Italy.
Oh, wow. That's kind of asking a lot. I should have said, yeah, I was there. Honey. It was really uncomfortable. You tried to make out with me, so I left. I'm married. I should have done that to Krista.
Hey, do you think Krista's boyfriend gets bummed out when she talks about him being really fat?
I don't know.
On the air?
She was on the pre-show the other night talking about how fat he is.
Yeah, she's like, my boyfriend's really fat. And she kept saying it. I was like, that's
gotta
be weird.
She says it on Facebook to him. And he's like, sorry, I'm fat. And it's weird.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. So listen, so she continues. So before I laid it out for her and made her understand how her birthday party would be hell on earth for me, I would go to her house. You know, I'd do something. Anything but one of these douchey clubs in Hollywood, which... I said, honey, you don't understand. I'm old now. We don't do things like that.
Plus, it's never fun.
She's on the edge of...
Hands going!
It doesn't matter how old you are. It's never fun.
It never was fun. I talked about it last week, how when I was that age, I tried to get into it. I'm like, there's got to be something to this, because everyone loves it, and everyone's like aspiring to be here, and I'm here.
Nothing good.
And yeah, so anyways, she keeps coming at me, and then it occurs to me, she's furious with me that I'm not going to this thing, and I look over at Rune, I'm like, Rune, has she asked you? She's doing all this right in front of you. Has she asked you?
Oh, no.
Go to the... He's like, did she invite through Facebook? I'm like, I don't know. I don't go on Facebook, but this is very awkward. She's screaming at me for not going, talking about how Ann's going and Mike's going, and you're sitting
right
there.
Are they really going?
I think so.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And now, in retrospect,
rude,
I'm
though.
Glad
Poor
I didn't
Rune.
Get invited.
Poor Rune. Yeah. Maybe you did. Check your Facebook.
This is like when you were getting married, and you invited everybody but Simone.
Oh, I invited Simone.
No, but you felt guilty about something.
I didn't want to invite her because she tried to get me fired.
Yeah, that's a lot of tension to him.
But then the now wife, Jillian, she said, you can't do that. And I'm like, yeah, you're right.
I was talking about your wedding today. And
then once I invited Simone, she instantly became a team player with the entire crew. It was really strange.
Yeah.
It was awesome, though. As soon as I invited her to my wedding, she became too much information.
It's a good lesson in personality and politics.
Yeah. Invite you to get married. Actually, I wasn't planning on getting married, but I really wanted Simone to feel like part of the team.
Yeah, my next job I get, I'm gonna try to chum up with the boss by pretending to get married again and inviting him.
I want to get married again. Wait, you brought up my wedding today.
Yeah, I was just saying that it was really sweet and really nice, and I wish I would have been better.
You were fine, Mike. It was very
But I wish it was better, because, I was saying that it was such an important event, and I realized, it sunk in how important it was. And what an honor it was for me.
I like how he realizes marriage is important 6 months after the wedding.
It wasn't marriage as a whole. It was your marriage.
You want to talk little Mike Diamond? Smell Good Plumber.
Yeah, Smell Good Plumber, man.
All right, I've really been tuning in.
I don't listen to the right stations, apparently, because I never heard
these. It's KFI, man. It's
sports radio as well, in between the Viagra ads.
So I've really, I've been annoyed by them. You know what? I'll say this. A good 30-second radio spot is fucking great. When they're really good and they're funny, they're great. Same with TV ads. Like, there's this TV ad for AT&T with a guy with the businessman sitting with the little kids. There's been three of them so far, and every one of them is hilarious. Right, Tyler?
Yes.
The latest one about the candy. And they're like, and then there'd be animals. What would the animals be made of? And he's like, I'm assuming they'd be made of candy.
I'm missing candy.
So good. His read is so perfect.
By the way, I'm switching back to AT&T as soon as my Verizon contract is up, because the internet connectivity on Verizon sucks.
Can believe
sucks.
This news. No one.
Can you? I'm trying to upload Vines. Almost everywhere I try to upload a Vine, it doesn't connect. I do it over and over and over. And finally, it's gone because I start another one.
Anti-ad. This is not brought to you by Verizon. Okay, so the Mike Diamond ad that I heard most recently, and it's getting ridiculous, and the voice is just so
First of all, how is that guy his goddamn nephew
when he's a redneck? All right,
yeah,
Bubba Stinky Reuters.
The other guy comes from East L.A.
Bubba for Stinky Reuters. He's a dishonest plumber in the area, and he's trying to get his Mexican veteran who just came back from Iraq to be his protege.
Yeah.
He wants him to be
but
his
more
plumber.
Importantly than that, he doesn't want him to work for the archenemy, Mike Diamond.
Which is an honest, smell-good plumber. And what's his name? Jose? It is, right?
I think so.
Hey, Jose, where you go?
Soap opera. Yeah.
It is. And then Jose is like, I am going to work with Mike Diamond because he is a smell-good plumber.
And when he shows up to fill out his application, he's like, hello, ma'am. Is Mike Diamond his real name? She's like, oh, yeah, he was. I met his husband in the war. Or hit my husband in the war. I was in the war, too. I fought in Iraq. And
it's not lost on me. We've talked about this 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks in a row. But while examining it and really listening to it closely, the most recent one, and I can't even remember what turn they've taken now, but now we're into the part of the story where Jose is actually signed up and he is now working for Mike Diamond.
By the way, I am truly... Those Mike Diamond ads have been running for 5 years. I swear to God, unchanged until we brought it up.
Until we
brought it up. And
they were unchanged. They were the exact same goddamn reads with a girl going, you smell nice. Oh, it's awful.
Now it's like a show. It's like a soap opera.
It's becoming a soap opera now. So we heard when Jose first got back from the war, and then we heard his interest in working for Mike Diamond. And now he's actually working for Mike Diamond. So I'm interested to see where it goes. I hope it takes a real left turn and he ends up robbing the company. And
Uncle Bubba, I was at this lady's
hopping
house
over the
and
border.
Her toilet was gone.
Mike Diamond's with his mom looking for him in Tijuana.
Here's what I know about Mike Diamond is they'll unclog any drain for $99. Mm-hmm.
or your house call is free.
Yeah. And the other thing is they load their trucks up with enough shit that enough to go back where Bubba splits with an empty truck.
Yeah, it's true. He doesn't have the part because he has to order it. And he figures out how much he's going to charge by the kind of car you have. You had a nice car?
Yeah.
It's a sliding scale.
Yes.
Which is true. I mean, a lot of plumbers and a lot of people do that. But
everyone does that. You pull up in a nice car, people charge you more. Or they gouge you.
Another little detail I heard is they got like 190 pages of prices. Mike Diamond does. A price point, whatever they call it. Price.
That's
190 pages.
That's a book.
I thought everything's $99. Mike Diamond, why do you need 190 pages?
What's going on with that? I don't like it.
Mike Diamond's going to come after this program.
I can't believe he didn't after the first one.
All right, so listen. Here's what I noticed on the last one. And this is true for a lot of ads, actually, which makes me kind of
Mike Diamond
giggle.
Is rubbing his hands together going, any press is good press.
Bubba with stinky rooters. He is, you know, trying to get Jose to work on his side and be dishonest. And, like, actually, Jose comes in and goes, good news, Uncle Bubba. And he goes, did you find some pocket donut? Because I'm thinking about dinner. And Jose's like, no, I got a job with Mike Diamond. And, okay, so they go back and forth. And then, you know, there's a disclaimer and the final phone number. And, like, mm-hmm. You know, call Mike Diamond now. The guy who reads that is the same guy who's fucking reading for Bubba.
Oh.
So he, at the end, Bubba.
He turned, yeah, he's an actor.
But he's not using, but you can tell it's the same guy,
like,
but he's not using the accent.
I don't like that they
went
budget.
Why not get a third guy?
Yeah, they went low budget on the commercial.
Why not get a third guy? And then, but this also conjures.
They could have got Dr. Drew for $75.
Remember the whole, like, Mac and Justin Long, and he was the Mac kid, and they had that other guy?
Yeah.
It's funny to think that, like, these campaigns, these advertisements.
John Hodgman was the other guy.
John Hodgman was actually a Mac guy.
Absolutely.
Because he's being paid by Mac to be an actor, so he's actually a Mac guy. I know it's so simple, but I like to actually think about
it. Hey, can I tell you something?
You know what I mean, Ty?
I had some plumbing problems at my place, like where the drains wouldn't drain. Like I'd get in the shower.
And that sewer water would come up, yeah. Good time.
I don't want to say it was sewer water, but...
Oh, it was sewer water.
Like none of the sinks or neither bathroom would drain, and I called the landlord, and they sent a plumber over, and then it happened again, and I swear to God, my first thought was, I'm just calling Mike Diamond. Because it was in my head. Because it was in my head. I didn't know who else to call.
Let me ask you this. If you call Mike Diamond and a guy shows up with a really bad accent and his name's Jose, are you a little bit excited?
I'm going to immediately...
Are you a little starstruck?
Immediately start videotaping.
I'm starstruck. I'm like, oh my God, are you the Jose?
You got to come on the After Disaster. Tell us about your war experience and your drug test results.
He sounds like such a stereotypical little pabby bitch.
It's unbelievable that someone approved that ad.
Place outside of Kandahar, that all of his dreaming was being a Mike Diamond plumber.
You sound like King of Mexico. You sound like Chris's boyfriend. All right, I got
to
go to the phones.
If they want to make it more realistic, he can say he's too busy to work today because there's a Dodger game. I cannot work today, Mike Diamond. There's a Doyer game.
Doyers. The Doyers are playing, so I cannot do your train today. Okay, we're being racist.
We're just the
not
messenger.
Mike Diamond. Yeah.
All right, I got to go to the calls. Diana?
What if Mike Diamond was Hispanic?
After Disaster, superfan Diana. If she's not on one of these lines.
I don't think she wants that moniker, by the way.
That's her moniker. If she's not on one of these lines, I'm going to be very angry because the only reason why I'm going to these calls is to find you, Miss Diana, because you texted me earlier today. She says she has a fantastic open and honest. So
this is not Diana.
Okay.
Marcus.
Hey, Marcus. You're not Marcus. I liked how he knew exactly. I didn't have to go to him, though. Hey, you're on there.
Hey, gentlemen. Happy birthday.
Oh, look at that.
There she
Holy
is.
Holy smokes.
Hey, thanks, Diana.
Hi,
no
Diana.
No trouble, Bubble. I, too, love the AT&T ads. They're hilarious.
God, they're good.
I never watch commercials, but I literally will, like, stop my DVR to watch
them. Well, that confirms that I'm switching to AT&T.
Those are my favorite commercials going right now.
They're so effective. I'm now an AT&T girl, too.
The little girl talking about how she wants more, and he goes, I'll follow you. He is perfect. The kids are great, but he's perfect.
Okay, so I've got an open and honest for you guys.
Hold on.
Okay.
I have a story about how I cried in the improv, too. In regards to a little kid story that Jimmy Pardo told on
Welcome
stage.
Welcome to the program, and open and honest. It's the part of the show where you can ask us anything both openly and honestly. I fucked it all up. We'll answer openly
really
and honestly. You know how it goes.
You've okay. never done it before?
Yeah, it's been a while.
We promise to answer both openly
and honestly. Go ahead, Dida.
Okay. I want to know from all of you, what was your first impression of each other when you all met for the first time, like good or bad?
This could be show damaging.
Anderson was an asshole who I was scared of.
Okay.
and Mike was just some curly-headed fuck that really liked radio.
You came up... I actually, you know what? I watched Tyler's face when he first met Mike in person. And Tyler knew of Mike through 5 minutes with Mike, which I exposed Tyler to and Drew to simultaneously. And then you first met Mike at Mickey's party, actually, and you and I were in the backyard drinking a beer. And Mike said he might be coming by. And then I saw him come through the back door, and Tyler recognized him at first, and it was almost like little stars in his eyes. And he looks at me, and he goes, ooh, tat. He was very excited you showed up. That's exactly how it was.
I don't think I had judgment for Tyler at all. I think he just seemed like a nice guy. And I was definitely afraid of Anderson. Well, yeah, because you seemed like you were going to, like, just turn on me and want to fight.
But he loves you.
I first met Mike, which he doesn't remember, but we both worked on a student film together 10 years plus ago now. And I did not like him because I've told this story, and I've talked about this on the show, but... He had like a trunk. He had a weird car, and he had a trunk full of dolls. And the guy whose movie it was that we were both working on loved Mike and was going on and on about how Mike is the most unique person he's ever met, and you're going to love him. And then he shows up, and Mike doesn't even pay me mind at all. He's too busy hitting on my then-girlfriend and giving her one of the weird dolls that he kept in his trunk. And, and he just kept talking to this girl, and I'm standing right there. And he was like, here, I almost forgot. Here's this doll. I wanted to give it to you. Before I leave, and she's just like, "Why is that guy hitting on me?" I'm like,
"A doll."
I don't know.
Story, unless you're talking about Mike or Crispin Glover.
I can only think of one girl I've given a doll to in my life.
Was it one of those Victoria?
It was one of those pregnant dolls.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, the LA Times sold these pregnant dolls of a woman who's pregnant, and you pulled out the baby, and the stomach went back to being flat.
Yeah, just like in real life.
I don't think it's a good message.
They got complaints from moms. Well, it was a pregnant woman. It wasn't like a little kid doll that got raped. Wish I wouldn't have said that.
Here.
Okay.
Anderson, please go to Krista's party.
Oh, you going?
Don't leave me there alone.
Oh, enjoy that place. I heard
I don't. Please go.
What's the place, by the way?
No,
it's not my favorite spot either.
It has to do with up in the air, though.
Yeah. And drinks are way overpriced.
Oh,
yeah.
I went there when it was the hottest bar in town.
I think it's still holding on to that.
Yeah.
You know what happened to me at that? I went there with an improv guy, like a manager/owner guy, and he was very impressed with L.A. and how there's all these movie stars everywhere. And he was staying at that hotel and made me go to that bar with him. And nothing to do with anything but the fact that I had long hair.
You have long hair?
Who was it? It was either Rebecca Romaine or Cindy Crawford came over and sat next to me and kept going, "Can I touch your hair?" And it was the weirdest.
You don't remember
which
one it was?
It'll come. No, it wasn't either one. It wasn't Uma Thurman. It was oh my God.
Fabio.
It was a very famous, super attractive actress.
Was it Shannon Doherty? Because she checked me out once when I was at a payphone. That's how long ago it was. And she was in her Porsche. And it was Jillian's cringing right now. If she's listening, sorry, honey, but you know, it's true.
You really think your wife is cringing
right now? Oh, she hates it when I talk about people that like me. Hates it. I guess that Jillian and I were on a date, and I told her about some actress that we had on Loveline who was overtly hitting on me and trying to get my number and wanted to hang out and wanted to go date. An attractive actress that you would know her name if I told you. I'm not going to do that. But apparently Jillian, I was on like the second or third date with Jillian ever, and I brought that up. I guess I'm like, you know that chick, you know that actress? She was on Loveline last night hitting on me. Like, how insecure does a guy got to be to bring that up? Yeah. I did.
Weird, too, because you used that same thing on me like the first time we went to that bar when we hung out for the first time.
I did not.
Mm-hmm. I was like, this is weird conversation for two guys at a bar.
I did not do that. All right, some big changes are coming to the program. I guess we'll talk about them when you're here in person, Ty.
Like what?
Like no more calls.
Did you hear
for what?
The part where Anderson just said we'll talk about it when Tyler's here?
Hey, Tyler, did you hear the part where Mike says a third word strangely?
He says what?
He says roof, warm, and worship.
Worship.
As in worship your Lord and Savior Jesus.
You washed your car?
Worship.
I don't say wash.
Oh.
That's the accent that drives me nuts the most, the Boston, New England accent.
Hey, you know that we're
barrel. Wait, I mean Vietnamese bothers me the worst, but that's the second worst.
What, Vietnamese accent?
Yeah.
What is that?
It's like, ask me a question.
What time is it?
Hey, it's time now! Hey, look at my watch!
God damn it, that's racist, and that's not an accent. You're just doing the language.
That's not racist. That's exactly how they talk. Like, I was listening to this couple in a Costco like 6 months ago, and I honestly was like, they're fucking kidding, right? They're fucking shitting me. They're having a nice shopping day. They're like, and it was like a fucking fight the whole time. I'm not kidding. It's not racist.
Was there any revolvers put to any temples at any point?
It's exceptionally racist.
It is not. That's how they talk. It's not racist. That's as racist as me saying that Southern people go like, hey, y'all. Wait, is that Southern?
Oh, my God, Michael.
It's not racist.
We're trying to take the show in a new direction.
I dare you to find a Vietnamese person to come and talk calmly.
They've been through a lot, all right? There's been a lot of civil war.
We should get some Vietnamese books on tape. And what's our time?
This book on tape is brought to you by Audible.
Are they? Oh, God.
My name is Vietnam!
It's brought to you by Audible.com. For other titles, go to Audible.com. Also available the follow-up. Can you imagine if we did a book and we hired a stereotypical Vietnamese grandmother to read it? The title was interesting, but I couldn't get through the first two lines.
You know what the most racist part of this whole thing is? Is there's a very good chance that that couple is Korean.
I don't know about that. Hey, can I tell you who is speaking at my AA meeting? Oh, no, I can't.
No, you can't.
I know, sorry, Jesus. I didn't do it. I didn't do it.
That sentence should have stopped me.
All right, okay.
Okay, so I'm at the Improv to watch Jimmy Pardo, who I'm a huge fan of. I know you're not. And
you know why I'm not?
I know. I did that same film he didn't show up for.
The movie that you and I were working on over 10 years ago that I first met you on that you don't remember because you're too busy giving my then-girlfriend dolls. He was supposed to star in that their film. He said yes. He was all signed up. And then his agent got a hold of him like the day before shooting and said, you can't do a student film. Yeah. You're Jimmy Pardo. And he's like, I'm not going to do it. So fuck him.
So it's his show, and
I love
he's
you
doing
though,
his
Jimmy.
Act.
You're very nice.
And the audience isn't into it as much as he would have liked or anyone would have liked. They're laughing, but they're not loving it. So then he just starts
So you just went up there and started doing Vietnamese?
No, he starts. I go, I got this, Jimmy. Hold on. No, so he starts telling some stories about his kid, which I like comics who tell stories better than jokes, for starters.
Oh, for sure. Jim Jefferies.
And he's got the most adorable little son named Oliver. And he's
aren't jokes
a story.
Thing from the 80s? Like, should you let go of
so,
the jokes?
I think so. It's just, it's not my thing. I like people that have their storytellers. Mm-hmm. So he's telling a story about taking his son to see Tangled. And he said he's mesmerized. He's like 4 years old, staring at the screen, mesmerized. And then the movie ends, and he wants to sit through the credits, and he's just staring at the screen. And then he said the credits end, and his son stands up and goes, "That not going to see that again." Like, thought the movie sucked.
Oh, he hated it.
Yeah. He stands up. He stands up and goes, "That's the worst movie I've ever seen," announces it to the theater. And I thought it was so touching and cute. And then they go to Walter Koenig getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame because his father-in-law is Walter Koenig from Star Trek. And he said they're in the middle of the ceremony, and his son, who's standing next to Walter, announces, "This is the worst day of my life." Like, because he's so bored. And I was like, this is so cute. And I'm starting to get choked up. And then I realized, why am I upset? Why am I getting choked up over this? Which leads me to believe that I've had some sort of a mental malfunction where I'm hypersensitive now. Saying that to act like I wasn't always my entire life.
The wrong way, Mike. But just in an attempt to take the show even further down a terrible path, because that's what the show is, I'm going to take you away from not only doing other comedians' bits.
I know. I wish I wouldn't have done that.
But ruining them, fucking up the punchline. Which does not make for good.
I shouldn't have told it. I should have said he told a personal anecdote about his son, and it got me choked up because I thought it was adorable.
I'm going to tell you guys about a dream I had, which I never do.
Let's go.
Because I think that's terrible.
Bring it on.
And Daniel Tosh has a great bit in one of his older routines.
I love that
about,
you're doing what I just did.
I am. I totally am. About how no one cares about your fucking dreams. And it's a very funny bit. For those of you who remember that, it's hilarious. It's about marshmallows, and no one gives a fuck about your goddamn dreams, so shut up. And I agree. However, this one... I immediately thought of both you guys. And you too, Diana. Why not?
Aw, thanks.
So I'm into Vine now. Vine's kind of a fun thing to do. I made a fun one today.
Your videos are great, you guys.
When did you make it? Because I haven't looked at it for 5 hours.
8 hours ago. It's a poison. I found poison for fucking deers today.
Yeah, what the hell is that? That deer has its tongue sticking out.
They're like, there's a poison, which I found at Lowe's today. I was looking for something to kill grubs.
I've got to the grubs in Lowe's places.
And they have this mole squirrel rat killer stuff. Mm-hmm. And they throw deer in there. It kills all this stuff as well as deers.
Who wants to kill a deer besides Nugent?
They got a picture of all the things they're killing, and they got a picture of a deer on there, but deers are very docile and cute and non-threatening. So
yeah, but they eat the shit out of your plant.
The manufacturer of this poison said to the artist, make the deer look scary somehow. So the deer has his mouth open, and it's got like almost fangs, and its tongue is sticking out. It's the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
It is insane.
I've never seen anything like that.
It looks comical. It looks like something you'd see on The Onion or something like that.
I couldn't believe it was real, and I thought, you know, my first thing is that people are going to think that I photoshopped this, and how sad is that if I'm photoshopping this and making this whole thing? It's not that funny that I would think to do that for Vine.
It was horrible.
It was absolutely real.
I can't imagine, how would you take it seriously if somebody walked into Lowe's and said, where's your deer
killer? Yeah.
Yeah, I got these pesky puppies in my backyard.
Another anti-ad. Here's the deal. Here's what you would get if you went in there and asked somebody who works at Lowe's that question. They'd be like, I don't know. And you say, how about something that kills grubs? No clue. You know where the flowers are? I think they're over that direction.
How come Home Depot can't train a dude that knows the whole store? Because I'm a customer of Home Depot, and I know where everything is.
Because you'd have to be like a fucking professor of geography.
No.
It's so goddamn big.
We go into Home Depot when we do our murder.
We're not going to do that.
Our fight in Home Depot.
We're not going to do that.
Episode. Whatever we called it. But,
Royal Rumble in those.
Yeah. You know what we need to do is
you ask me where the paints are? I know. You ask me where the screws are? I know. You ask me where the Velcro is? I know. You ask me where the thin pieces of wood are? I know. You ask me where the plumbing supplies are? I know. I know where the gardening supplies are?
You know.
No, I do know. I
know
where the bug spray is.
How do you know?
Because I've been there 50 times.
Mm-hmm.
And I've bought all that stuff, and I know exactly where it's located. I don't have to ask.
We need to find one with a koi pond. Some of them have koi ponds in the back.
They're on the patio outside.
And we could do the podcast. At Home Depot.
We sit in it. We got to heat the water, though.
But what I'm saying is we'll kill two birds. Two of our ideas that we've never done.
With that poison?
All right. Ready for a little dream action?
Yeah.
Yeah,
all
right. Dream.
So, Tyler's like, yes, got to go. It's my birthday.
I can go dream.
So I was watching. It was one of those long days where I didn't get home until 2:30 in the morning. And then I watched a hockey game, which I had TiVo'd, and I was very excited because I'm a giant hockey fan. And for those of you who know, I watch every goddamn game, every goal, every minute. So...
Wait, for every team?
No, just my team.
Yeah.
Got it.
That would be incredibly arduous, time-consuming.
I watch every baseball game that's on every day.
There are people who do that, but they're called
retired.
Analysts,
they're called
paid to do it.
Retired dudes.
Actually, you know what? If I had to do anything other than watching movies pretending to make them, I would be into doing hockey analyst stuff. Anyways, so I'm trying to make a funny Vine video of myself because it's a very exciting game, and my sister and who lives with me and my wife, they're both sleeping, and it's not a giant house, so I can't have my own little room. I hate the term man cave, and I have nothing similar to it. We just have a living room, and I'm trying.
Wait, what about your office?
I'm not going to watch it on the computer. I got the TVs in the main living room, and so I'm celebrating because they're literally down by 4 goals, and they came back and won 5-4. They were down 4-1, and they came back. Anyways, it was a very exciting game.
You need a cone of silence.
So
yeah,
I was
a dream yet?
Ouch, Tyler, I will crush your dreams.
That dream sucks, by the way.
Every time they score a goal, I did a quick little, yeah, right? And it was kind of funny, but I look stupid, and I'm glad that the whole thing fell apart. And when I watched at the end, it just had the last two goal celebrations. It erased everything, because Vine is not perfect. Okay.
The problem with Vine is you accidentally hit the screen in between. You shoot something, and you go, that's kind of clever. And then you're holding you touch the screen again. You're like,
and
oh,
it's going.
Ruined.
Yeah. So I had five goal celebrations, silent goal celebrations, where I was like really excited, and luckily they all disappeared. But I think that's what caused me to have this dream. I go to bed, and it was one of those really vivid dreams where I am at some kind of like sporting event, but it's for horses or something, and the Queen of fucking England is sitting, which is weird. I never think about the Queen. I can barely tell you her name. I know her first name is Elizabeth. I have no idea what her last name is. Does anyone?
No.
She doesn't have a last name.
Wait, does she have a fake name
of
like the
England.
Pope?
Wait, her last name is
Elizabeth of England.
Yeah.
Her last name is Elizabeth. Her first name is Queen.
Oh, okay. That works.
That's interesting. I don't know.
I hope I push record.
I bet she does have a last name.
So she's sitting like in the row in front of me, a couple seats over, and I am desperately trying to take a picture for you, Mike. I'm not sure why, but for you. And I
you
keep trying to get
royalty.
This picture of her, but she keeps kind of glancing back towards me, and I'm getting petrified that she's going to catch me. And I actually wake up, and I'm startled and nervous and concerned.
That's interesting.
Because it was such a realistic dream, and the queen almost caught me. Now, this comes on the heels of me trying to shoot video of myself, and now I'm dreaming about shooting the queen clandestine.
No, you shouldn't say shooting the queen.
Oh, I shouldn't say that. That's fine. You can
in
say
this
that.
Country, you can say whatever you want.
One of those guys with the big furry hats is going to come after you.
Those
should have let the silence hang a little more there.
I was going to, but you know those you know that thing about how they won't flinch no matter what? That's not true anymore.
Have you, you tested
no,
that?
No, but I think I glanced at an article like a year ago where they said they're allowed they're allowed to.
I hope someone uses the After Disaster for their news source.
I'm
and
a good.
I'm Carano saying I glanced at a news
I
article.
Think I think I glanced at it.
A year ago.
Or else I just made it up right now. No, but I think they're allowed, if people are provoking them, they're allowed to do something.
What did that meeting sound like? Hey, you know how you've been fucked with by tourists for the last 50 Since, years? Yes, no more. All right, I'm going to go in the other room and play music so that this thing can go to bed.
Tyler, happy birthday.
And I can dream about the queen.
See you later, Diana.
Good night, guys. Hope to see you at Krista's.
No, let's not do that, you know, that awkward like goodbye twice thing, because we're not saying goodbye quite just yet. That is the worst. It's like when you're saying goodbye to someone and then you get on the elevator and they're there. It's like, fuck.
Hey, that bar that she's going to, do they still let you walk on the pool?
Yeah, I think so.
That was the freakiest thing for me, is you can walk on the pool. Now, I forgot, how do they do it? Is there something covering it?
Yeah. It's like, I think it's like, I haven't been in years.
Like plexiglass or something?
Yeah,
no, everyone like becomes Jesus when they walk in the fucking doors. Like,
they
was so hostile,
worship,
I apologize.
They worship him. I did think that bar was awesome when I went there, because I'd never been in like one of those super, super trendy LA bars at the time.
It's not the one where the chick was naked up front, right? That's a different one.
I don't know.
No, that's the standard. There is actually, the standard is at the Mondrian Hotel.
No, the standard is at the Standard Hotel.
Okay.
Yeah, the standard is the standard.
That's how much I know. And they
Mondrian,
had...
Mondrian, the bar we're talking about is... Or never mind, I shouldn't say it.
They had a chick up front, naked in a box, like a... what do you call those?
A lucite.
She was actually naked?
Actually naked, sitting there.
I didn't think that was legal.
It's art, man. It's art.
Yeah, good point. Really not art, it's just some naked girl.
You know what, we should both go to her party, and you should crash it, Mike, and we should do an after disaster from there.
You guys will have so much fun.
I got a sneaking suspicion it's going to cost like $25 to get in.
Is that too rich for your blood, Mike?
No, it's a waste of time for a place we're going to be miserable at.
We won't be miserable. We'll have a great time. We'll make
first of all, Saturday night on that corner, where are you going to park?
Parking's going to be $20.
That's what I mean.
I watched her come up with the idea. Her and Ann were going back and forth, and she's going, but is it fun? Will people like it? I like Krista. I don't know why I have to be so mean.
She texted me happy birthday, and I wrote back, oh, my God.
Oh, you know what? Quick little behind the scenes. I'm like, hey, it's Tyler's birthday. Did you tell him happy birthday? That's what I told Krista when I came in here tonight. She goes, fuck Tyler. What's he ever done for me?
Really?
Yep, true story.
She was kidding.
No, just right.
Look at Tattletale Andy.
I know.
I like Tattletale Andy.
All right. Guys, I feel like this was a decent episode. I don't think anyone's learned anything.
I think I'll just call in from now on.
Mission accomplished. You sound good.
If you listened, I think maybe you might be a little dumber, as they say, about certain things out there in the world. But hey, you know what? Dumb is bliss. We realized that here on the show a couple years ago. When I made the claim that I believe the smartest man to ever walk the earth was probably mentally challenged. And you guys all agreed.
Hey, Tyler, do you have a schedule? Right. Do you have a schedule for upcoming guests on The Tonight Show?
They're on the website.
Oh. I was curious if Lou Reed was going to be there anytime soon.
If who?
Lou Reed, yeah.
Not that I'm aware of.
Is he dead?
No, he's not dead.
He died.
Hey, are we going to that comedy show? Am I invited this year?
Oh, should we go? When is it?
I don't know.
I guess it's April Fool's. Huh. All right. Yeah, we'll talk about all this off-air. Off-air.
All right.
Hey, Ty. Good night. Happy birthday, buddy.
Thanks.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Ty. See you.
Ty. Happy birthday, you're not special. All right. Ty. Die. Good night.
Good night, guys.
Good night.
Sweet dreams.
All right, Mike. So we're gonna go over show notes and stuff next week on the program. What it should become. What it should be.
Mm-hmm. Show notes.
Yeah, show notes. I had some good ideas for the show today. I can't remember any of them.
That's all right.
Mm-hmm. I think we should have the listeners vote on what the show should be.
I don't think so.
Okay.
That's like taking requests when you're a band and you just disregard them.
Hey, you're on the program. What do you think the show should be?
Am I on the air?
You are.
I'm on the air.
Yes.
I've got so much to say.
Okay.
So, first of all, Mike, what you want is a foyer, but on a previous episode, you said that would be the best place for somebody to rape somebody else?
No, here I don't want a foyer. I want a locking gate outside my front door. I know what a foyer is, or a foyer.
Okay, cool. I also have an open and honest for you.
Open and honest!
Hit us. So, I guess you could call it season one when you guys would drink juice on the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, adult juice.
And Mike would always kind of overtly say what you guys are doing and you get mad at Anderson. Was that a bit?
No. I mean, it became a bit like everything else on the show, but it's all based in reality. I mean, there's no bits on this show, I don't think. Everything we do, we've never said, hey, here's what we're going to do on the air.
Yeah, it was definitely a secret.
I mean, we weren't supposed to be doing the show to begin with, John from Boca. Is this John from Boca?
No, this isn't John from Boca. Fuck that guy.
Oh, wow. Harsh words.
I love you guys thoroughly.
Thanks.
We weren't supposed to be in here to begin with. Actually, no, that's not true. I did something horrible. You know what? The show, there's new developments with the show. The show has crazy things happen to it, and it's got its own life. And it's like one of those people where you're like, I can't believe that happened to you. But it's the show that it's happening to. Like, the show was born out of something horrific that I did. Huge mistake.
Yep.
And it's had its ups, its downs, and it's got another up coming. And but, you know, all back right. then there was a period, not John from Boca, where we weren't supposed to be doing anything. And we were not only doing everything, but we were getting loaded while doing it.
But you know what's funny in retrospect, looking back at how we started drinking in here? Because it just started casual, like a six-pack of beer. And then it was a giant bottle of Jack Daniels that Kyle brought in. And then we were bringing in, like, enough booze to get, like, six people drunk. And we would just sit here and drink and drink and drink.
And I don't know why it spiraled out of control, but it was so
I do know
cliche
when
the way it happened.
I do know when it spiraled out of control, because it was machete night. We were hammered.
It's the holidays.
And then we went, let's do a second show.
And we did, and that will never air, because there's a lot of mentions of kiddie porn in
there was?
Comical oh. manners. Yeah.
I've got to pee, so you guys, good night. Thank you very much for listening. Thanks, Anderson.
Thank you, Mike.
Wait, I've got another question for you, Anderson.
Okay.
I know you're probably not into cartoons as much, but did you ever watch The Critic?
Yeah, John Lovitz?
I don't like John Lovitz enough to be able to give him that a pass, but I know there was some good writing and there was some decent stuff on it, yes.
It is. So good. It's all on YouTube now, too.
Plus, I had a horrible roommate, the one that I was just talking about a couple weeks ago, who was sober, and he loved that show.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I lived with a small little TV that plugged into the wall, and we had three channels, and The Critic and Roseanne were the only two shows that we watched regularly, and he loved The Critic. And I remember that fucking asshole that I lived with laughing to the point where he was on the ground laughing at the line, which was says something to do with a green penis. And the guy thought that green penis was the funniest thing he'd ever heard. And he was actually
the
on the ground.
That's the happiest line from that show ever. You need to give it another try.
Nope. Can't do it. Life's too short. Too much to watch. All right. Thanks a lot. Not John from Boca for calling and ending the program with me.
It was fake Marcus.
thanks, buddy. Good night.
Have a good night.
I don't like doing this show by myself. Last word.